My name is Jody Magnus, and I am professor of early Judaism at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. And I am, by training and also in my work, an archaeologist. And I specialize in the archaeology in the area of Israel in the Roman, Byzantine, and early Islamic periods.
Tell me about your work. I understand that you have been a part of 20 different excavations in Israel and Greece.
Yes, that's right. My experience working in the field goes back to my first year as an undergraduate, which I did at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. So from that point on, I participated in a number of different excavations and got more experience and eventually worked my way up and started to direct my own excavations.
All right, very good. So we're going to talk about one of your more recent projects. This is a synagogue at Hukok.
We are excavating a synagogue. The site of Hukok is actually a village near the Sea of Galilee that was occupied for many periods throughout history, including in the time of Jesus when it was a Jewish village. And about, let's say, 400 years after the time of Jesus, the Jewish villagers at Hukok built a monumental synagogue building decorated with amazing mosaic floors. And that's what we've been working on bringing to light.
Did you have historical record that told you that it was there?
No, there's actually almost nothing in historical documents about the ancient village of Hukok, and no references at all to the synagogue. But there were pieces of carved architecture visible among the rubble that covers the surface of the ground that suggested the presence of a synagogue at the site. And those had already been noted by other archaeologists before me.
I know you're going to be talking in Pensacola about the synagogue where
you've been working.
And talk about some of the mosaics. I mean, beautiful and referencing biblical scenes.
That's right. So it's not unparalleled to have an ancient synagogue in Israel decorated with mosaic floors that depict biblical stories. But what is unparalleled is the sort of richness of the repertoire that we have. So usually if you do find biblical stories depicted in ancient synagogues, there are only maybe one or two panels. But in our case, the entire synagogue was covered with mosaics depicting different biblical stories and also a couple of panels that are not biblical stories. So it's really the richness and variety of the mosaics and the fact that many of the scenes that we have are not paralleled in other synagogues.
Tell us about some of the mosaics, some of your favorites.
You know, I guess you're not supposed to have favorites, like a parent is not supposed to have a favorite child, but I actually do have a favorite one, and it's the panel that depicts the story of Jonah, which is important anyway because it's the first time we have an ancient Jewish art depiction of the story of Jonah. And it was something that had always puzzled scholars because early Christians used the story of Jonah a lot in their art. And so what scholars always wondered is, well, why did Christians like the story of Jonah, but Jews didn't seem to like the story of Jonah? So now we know actually the Jews did like the story of Jonah, and we have the first depiction. And the reason why I like our story of Jonah so much is because, like some of our other mosaics, actually, there's a lot of humor in it, and I don't want to give it away, but it's funny the way it's depicted. There are elements in it that are unexpected.
So these mosaics were primarily on the floor of the synagogue?
Yes, only on the floor of the synagogue. The walls and the columns were covered with paintings, with wall paintings, but so far nothing that contains figures. So we have, like, vegetal motifs, like vines and things like that painted, and some sort of abstract pattern sometimes painted on the walls and the columns.
Now, when we say mosaics, what is the material used for this?
It's all local stone. So it's pieces of local stone that were cut into small cubes and set into a plaster bedding.
And how did they get the color?
It's all natural colors. The stones were chosen for their colors. There's nothing artificial.
Now, I understand that you have removed the mosaics for conservation.
That's right. And all of the excavated areas are backfilled, so there's nothing to see at the site. We're hoping that after we finish the excavation project in another few years, that the Israeli government will develop the site for tourism, but that's up to them, not up to me.
Are there more excavations planned at the site?
We think we probably have another maybe 4 years or so till we're done. A year meaning a season of excavation is 1 month every summer. That's when I come over with my team and students and we work in the field.
Now, during your talk here in Pensacola, what is it that you want to share with those who come to the program?
Pretty much everybody who comes wants to see the mosaics and hear about the mosaics. That's what draws the attention, right? But I think the sort of bigger picture is, first of all, what do we learn from these mosaics about these Jewish communities in the area of the Sea of Galilee in the centuries after the time of Jesus? So that's one thing. And then the other thing I think that most people who are not, you know, specialists or academics or whatever will come away with is sort of the excitement of discovery in archaeology, that thanks to archaeology, we're always bringing to light new and unexpected discoveries that add different dimensions to our understanding of the past.
And you say in this particular case, it does shed new light on the life and culture of this ancient Jewish village.
Yes, absolutely. And one of the things that it shows us, because the synagogue dates to the 5th century, by which time these Jews were living under Christian rule, because the Roman Empire had become a Christian empire by then, it shows that these Jewish communities continued to flourish even under Christian rule. And that's important because a lot of scholars today think that Jews suffered under Christian rule, that it was oppressive to Jews. But apparently, at least in the case of our village, we have a community that prospered even after they came under Christian rule.
Anything else that you would like to tell us about?
There's an awful lot to say about Hukok, but I would just encourage people to come to the lecture and, you know, show the mosaics and explain the significance. And you can't go wrong with looking at the beautiful images anyway.
This is great. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.